it is my absolute pleasure to welcome on Go Do You in association with I Wish Today, the oh so beautiful and even more lovely India and Portia Healy O'Connor. Thank you, girls, for sitting down with me today. India and Portia are the founders of Zelda. Zelda is an Irish female and sibling-founded Dublin-based fintech startup. In summary, Zelda enables businesses to connect all of their bank accounts in one place and gain insights into their operations. Zelda is a payments and finance management engine for SMEs. They are making payments faster, cheaper, and more insightful for your business. Girls, you are so very welcome on Go Do You in association with I Wish. Thank you for sitting down with me today.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thanks.
Delighted to be here.
Thank you. Girls, can you tell us how Zelda was born? Was there a light bulb moment? And had you always envisioned working together?
I suppose, like, we've always done everything together. So there's only 19 months between us.
Okay.
And we're two of five in our family. And the top three of us are quite close in age. So, you know, you go to the same school, same university, same internship, same bank. And, like,
yeah.
We follow the same route.
We actually sat opposite each other when we were in Goldman Sachs.
And in the library.
Very close to each other.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I think it was sort of a no-brainer, really, to, you know, jump into the entrepreneurial field together.
Yeah. And then I suppose what happened was we probably always had an ambition to build something of our own. Like, when we were younger, we would run on our holidays, like, discos or fashion shows or grind schools, you know, like, different business ideas, ways of making money, but also of just entertaining ourselves.
I love it.
Yeah, the fashion shows are good.
Entrepreneurial spirit at a young age.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely.
And then we kind of had... We were basically in a bar one day and wanted to tip someone and didn't have any cash. And we were like, oh, wouldn't it be great if there was a contactless way to give a tip? This was actually kind of pre-COVID. And, like, we were still working. So it was kind of put on the back burner, like, oh, this is an interesting thought. And then COVID happened and we were like, okay, let's actually explore this a bit further. We got chatting to, you know, people in the industry who were like, this sounds like, you know, a brilliant idea. Like, you should definitely go for it and kind of build something on that. So we did. The rest is history. We obviously have, like, pivoted and the journey has, like, evolved over time, but that's largely been because of probably ideas we always had in the background and then also all of the businesses we ended up speaking with and kind of seeing the other problems they were tackling and realizing there was, like, a bigger opportunity kind of there.
I love that. As you were saying, my understanding was that Zelda was initially created as a cashless, contactless way of giving tips. During COVID, I would imagine that was ideal, the ease of digital tapping, so to speak. How then did it grow into an almost finance consulting app for businesses to gain real analytics and insights into their finances?
Yeah, so I guess, as Inja mentioned, obviously with tipping, we were selling to hospitality largely. And I think from, you know, that process and speaking to owners of businesses, we actually started to learn about, you know, lots of the other pain points that, you know, the hospitality industry suffers, which, to be fair, are actually quite horizontal pain points, largely around financial admin. And so I guess we started kind of investigating that area further and understood or learned that there was actually a real gap in the market for building this finance management solution powered by AI and linking that with, you know, payment automation and making their payments cheaper. And I think we also were very fortunate that we received funding and were able to actually leverage that funding to build the infrastructure to provide what we do. So the infrastructure that we have and the technology that we use, you know, it all costs, obviously, it all costs money. And so getting that funding really enabled us to, I think, kind of power and advance the product.
And build a team.
And
kind of have our product in-house, which was a big... Our first version was, like, with an agency.
Okay.
Whereas then when we brought it in-house, it just meant if you have a customer who had a request, like, we could really quickly and easily do it. Like, you know, assuming it wasn't some major development work. Whereas, like, prior to that, we were more constrained. So it allowed us to, like, move faster, iterate faster, which is kind of...
I love that. How exciting has the journey be and still be, like...
Yeah. and I think that happens with a lot of like startups and businesses. You start with an idea, you see an opportunity, and you know, you learn so much as you develop and as you speak with your customers. Yeah. And I think it's really important to listen to your customers, take on their feedback and see, okay, how can we build something that, you know, will serve them and help them? And that's sort of, I guess, part of building a business, I think. You've got to be comfortable with like ambiguity and change, and knowing that your product's going to constantly evolve as, like, you know, the environment evolves as well.
Yeah, and you have to change with it. And
you have to change with it.
And
exactly, yeah.
Girls, I'm so unbelievably impressed. Talking about funding, I read on your Enterprise Nation interview that your early angel investors were actually people you met through your research into the tipping aspect of the restaurant business. To me, this really goes to show the importance, I suppose, of taking meetings, meeting people when opportunities arise, etc. As you never know where these might just lead. Yeah. What other advice would you give to anyone who is just starting their job to their dream career?
I mean, I think probably a really important thing is to always remain open. And when you're doing your work, to look at what are the ways I could even improve what I'm doing? How can I bring better processes in? Like, I've heard a lot of people say, you know, start acting like the more senior level before you're even at it, because, you know, you're kind of displaying that you're like capable of taking on more responsibility. That's like less startup related and just more like career related.
And general mindset.
Just mindset. Yeah, so like, really, it comes down to self-belief. Like, you've got to believe you can do it. And guys are really good at it. Girls maybe sometimes think they need to be perfect to achieve it, and you actually don't need to be. Like, once you've kind of got self-belief, you really can find your way there. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I think similarly, I think self-belief is really important. Like, you know, often a job description will appear and a guy might read it and have, you know, 7 of the 10 requirements and be like, amazing, you know, I'm going to go and apply for that. A girl might have 8 or 9 of the requirements and be like, you know, crap, I'm missing 1 or 2. And I think, like, it's really important to, like, just understand that, you know, you can learn things very easily on the job. There's so much information available. There are so many resources. There are so many people you can speak to. And I probably think that, you know, make sure you don't let not having a certain qualification or a certain skill set let you fall behind. Now, I think with AI as well, you can learn a lot. Like, even, for example, you know, we had an intern during the summer and he was a sales intern and helped us with sales. He'd never coded in his life. And we asked him to build something simple for us.
Yeah.
He used ChatGPT. It helped him write a piece of code. It let him automate part of the job that he was doing. Yeah. So kind of like linking back to what you were saying there, India, I think, like, you know, embracing the technology that's out there to help you with your job, and yeah, not having a certain skill set or like a lack of self-belief
help tear you. Yeah.
I think
we do that, don't we? Like,
if
I don't have that one piece,
someone else
then would be like, oh, sure, I have most of them.
Focus on the positive. Oh, wow, I have 8 of the 10.
I learned
the other 2.
Yes.
You might not even need them. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I love it. Can you girls share any obstacles that came your way along the journey and what you find helps you in those challenging moments that inevitably occur in entrepreneurship, I suppose?
Yeah, like, I mean, entrepreneurship is a roller coaster, to be honest. So, like, you're up one day, you're down the next day. So, like, you need to learn to kind of manage that. And, like, it's so important to have a good support network around you and probably to work on your own mindset around it as well. But, like, sometimes, you know, when you're leading the company and you're leading the team and you're leading the product, like, sometimes you do, and like, if you need someone else to help lead you, if you know what I mean, because when we're at the top, there's no one above us.
Yeah.
So it's really important to have someone who's there to be like your cheerleader when, like, you know, you always cheerlead for everyone below you, but you need someone to cheerlead for you as well a bit, I would say.
And I'd say that's nice to have each other as well in that respect.
Definitely. Like,
because I guess the relationship with your sister is probably different to that you would have with kind of any other business partner.
Yeah.
And kind of...
they're going to tell you the truth.
It's an honest relationship.
Conversation you're going to have.
I love it.
I think that's like, you know, other obstacles probably are like, you know, funding, making sure you're really well prepared for that. Yeah. And like believing that you can raise the funding and do it all. Yeah. You know, I think that's more of a female related... Like, it is, like, statistically much harder for women to raise.
Yes.
So, like, you know, in the way
I can imagine,
like, like, it really is.
The questions that you get asked, like, this is all, like, research-driven, but, like, the questions that women get asked versus men are very different, you know.
They say you have to fail.
Opportunistic questions, yeah, where they can, like, explain, like, you know, the opportunity of their business, whereas often the questions women get asked are more defense questions, where they're having to, like, defend.
Will it be big enough? Yeah. Is it a big enough market? Where what's be like, what's your size of your market? Different.
Yeah,
AWS. I'm getting angry now, sitting here, like, frustrating.
Yeah, AWS came in and did a kind of a discussion about this, about how to raise a woman.
Yeah.
I think one other thing that's important, like, that we've started to build into our routine is, like, consistently exercising.
Yeah.
Like, so we go to the gym most mornings. I will say, in just getting married,
so maybe it's your motivation.
But we do try and be really consistent with exercise, and I actually find it massively helps with keeping your mind
clear and focused.
Yeah. You start your day off well. So, yeah, that would be another kind of thing. I think that's very helpful for the two of us.
And it is interesting you say that, because nearly every guest that I've ever had on Go Do You say exercise, fresh air, it just does the world of good. It's really best helps. Medicine, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
Girls, whose career inspires each of you and why? I'll start with you, India.
This is a hard question because, like, you know, there's people I've worked with over time who've inspired me and that I'm so impressed by how they work and they've built a successful career. Like, no one else would know about them necessarily. Yeah. Then there's my parents, you know, they'll have people say, so they have a health clinic and dad's doctor, mum's whole career was as a lawyer. And they'll have people come in being like, you know, pull them up like 3 days later and be like, you've just changed my life with, like, the way you treated me there and the care you gave me, blah, blah. And obviously you kind of want to become something where people actually call you to say, you know, this, like, I feel like a new person, etc. But as, say, on a more global scale where you actually might know the person,
I prefer the ones that we don't know because we can all relate to them.
Exactly.
But I want to hear the big one too.
So Colm Kelleher, he's the chair of UBS. He's actually from Cork. He's originally was CFO of Morgan Stanley.
Okay.
And his career is really impressive. Like, he brought Morgan Stanley probably from the brink in the 08 financial crisis to the, you know, obviously extremely successful investment bank it is today. And he led the whole takeover of UBS, UBS's takeover of Credit Suisse, but had learned from everything from the crisis to... Basically, one of the things is, like, you know, this Credit Suisse UBS takeover wasn't something that suddenly hit him in the face overnight. Yeah. He saw it coming a year away and started prepping for it. So I just thought it was really, like, you know, taking all your learnings and making sure, like, the next, like, applying it to something and absolutely killing it then. And, like, you know,
I love.
And it's an Irish person doing it. And he's very under the radar, actually, because he's not, say, the CEO, maybe more publicly facing, but... Yeah, I think he's a real Irish asset.
And how about you, Portia? Is there anyone in particular?
Yeah, so I guess, you know, similar to India, obviously you've got the parents, people you've worked with, etc. But yeah, I kind of picked someone that's probably more, like, local. So Amy Connolly, she's, like, the owner of Sculpted. And so I guess I picked her because, you know, she... started off as a makeup artist, obviously went on to, you know, study a business degree in university, had, like, first-hand experience into, obviously, you know, what was lacking within the makeup industry, and decided to build a business around it, took the risk, and has subsequently, you know, scaled into London, into Dubai, is fully international now, and I believe is also a fully self-funded business. And you know, she's obviously also relatively close in age to Inge and I. So I think when you kind of see her scaling her business in the way that she has, it's quite, you know, relatable. And
she just seems to be a lovely girl anyway.
She also seems to be a very genuine, nice person. Yeah. But I do think seeing, like, Irish success is really, really powerful. Like, when it comes from your own kind of country.
Yeah, you back it. There's something patriotic about it.
Yeah, exactly.
And girls, I don't want to keep you much longer, but what is the big dream for Zelda?
Yeah, I mean, the dream is to be, you know, an Irish sister-founded unicorn I think we'll be hopefully the first.
Yes.
You know, everyone talks about the Collison brothers and they're like extremely successful and they really are like role models for everyone. But it'd be great to see a female version, you know, out there. So
we are totally here for that.
Yeah.
Love it.
A dream,
stay
babe.
Tuned.
Stay tuned. Yes. Girls, we were at the I Wish conference today to encourage teenage girls to pursue careers in STEM. What is the key message that you have taken away from I Wish 2024 today?
I think like a key thing for girls is maybe step outside of your comfort zone. Like, don't fear university and the course you need to pick. Like, you know, maybe in school you study X, doesn't mean you can't study Y when you go to university. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like don't feel like it has to be something you're an expert in. You're not going to be an expert in anything when you go to university. It's a fresh start.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you have a, you know, if you have a knack towards maths, don't be intimidated by it. I would say like go all in. I don't know what you think.
I love.
I guess similarly, I think don't be scared of STEM subjects. I studied EMSIS in Trinity, which is kind of this combination of computer science, finance and data analytics. And on my very first day, I actually remember my first lecture was like intro to Java. I'd never seen a line of code in my life. And there were people beside me, you know, that were wizards that have been coding from the age of two. And like in the end, we both finished the course and, you know, both did like probably equally well. Like, you know, you can learn. Like it's
and don't be intimidated. Yeah. If you don't know something straight away. Yeah.
Like, STEM, like whether it's maths, whether, you know, it's like graphic design, whether it's like working in the technology industry, I think having, you know, an understanding of what technology is going to be important as we move into the future. So like, it's not that I think you have to be an engineer or like you have to be a mathematician. You might love that and you might want to do that and like definitely like pursue that career. But I think fundamentally, like understanding what technology is, like, you know, understanding what coding is, you might not need to be the person coding, but like I think as we move forward and as you know, AI kind of infiltrates, you know, the more day-to-day work life, I think having a knowledge of technology is going to be like really important. So I just think don't be afraid of it. And like,
and it's so vast, you'll find something you like in here.
You'll find something.
You need to do a bit of research.
You just need to do research. You could be working in a technology company, you know what I mean?
I love that. For all the girls listening, don't be afraid. You can learn it along the way. Girls, I'm so excited to continue to follow your journey. I wish you the very best of luck for the future. I have no doubt that you will make your dream a reality. Thank you both so much for chatting with me on Go Do You in association with I Wish today. It was my pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me here.